what supplements would be good? I mean, especially if you're exercising hard.
Well, I think there are several number ones with high exercise. Obviously, you have to stay hydrated well. And I don't know how many glasses of water or gallons of water one should would go, but I go by my thirst primarily. Magnesium is a very important molecule. So it's operant in over 350 different enzymatic reactions in our body. So magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids, and glutathione, continual G, I take every day. Vitamin D3 with K2 to help absorption, to help with bone restoration, is a very important vitamin. It's been associated with worse COVID, worse a whole lot of things. Depression, particularly as I sit here looking out my window with the cold, cloudy day that I'm facing. But vitamin D3 is very important. Or what I also have are, a lamp that I use, a sun lamp, so to speak, that I use while I'm on my computer. Again, a natural light that purportedly enhances my vitamin D3. And then various agents to enhance mitochondrial support. N-acetylcysteine, coenzyme Q10, selenium are all supplements that may be considered.
Do you take any antioxidants like curcumin or?
Well, yeah, definitely. I'm very big on curcumin. I take that every day. And I think the science behind that for many things, as you know, Alzheimer's disease and colon cancer in the Indian population is much reportedly less than in other countries. And one of the associations is the curcumin. They have a high amount of curcumin in the Indian food. So it's thought to be related to a diminished incidence of those two diseases. It's an anti-inflammatory as well as a potent antioxidant.
And resveratrol, do you
Yes,
know
I
that?
actually wrote a book on resveratrol, and dedicated it to David Sinclair. There's a good friend. And resveratrol is derived from the skin of grapes, of course, that are stressed primarily. And again, it's an anti-inflammatory, anti-carcinogenic, has many therapeutic benefits.
And just one last one to ask. So creatine, do you use creatine?
I do. I take 5 grams of creatine a day, again, to enhance, to reduce sarcopenia and enhance muscle mass. Yes, I do that. A lot of green tea as well.
EGCGs. Yeah, that's meant to, EGCG is meant to help with muscle building as well as kind of the cognition.
Yes.
I should try that. Yeah, I don't take eat green tea very well. Doesn't get on with my stomach.
I take the sencha, the Japanese sencha green tea, and it's a mild stimulant, but also the ECG, as you say, has potent anti-inflammatory effects as well as cognitive enhancement.